Most of them are very meaningful and especially pertinent for tonight. A little while ago, I was reading and noticed that the term for elders, we're going to be hearing more about that this weekend, but the term for elders in the Bible could be a number of different things, and one is it could be an older person, could be a senior, for example, or it could be a member of the Christian presbyter, or it could be an Israelite Sanhedrist, a member of the Sanhedrin Council, or it could be a member of the Celestial Council. And so in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, I counted 13 times when it uses the term elders in plural. And almost without exception, these people are plotting to somehow thwart Jesus' message and to kill him, to overthrow him, whatever he says. In the book of Revelation, the term elders is used almost equally. And in that book, they are all worshiping God. They are all praising him, and it's in a positive sense every single time. Now, it's the same word. I thought maybe there would be a little difference in the word, but it isn't. It's the same word. In Matthew, all the elders are trying to destroy Jesus and his message. In the book of Revelation, all the elders are praising the Lamb for the work that he has brought. Now, Peter writes to us, and he says in 1 Peter 5, verse 1, he says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock, and samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace unto the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren which are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I just think that those words that Peter wrote are so good for us today to look at what was important. The elders, he says, you should feed the flock of God, and do it not because we have to, but do it because with a willing mind. And then not as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when that happens, and when the chief shepherd appears, then the elders that rule like that will be like the elders in Revelation and not like the elders in the book of Matthew. And so I'll just leave that thought with you this evening. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.